Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for August 3rd, 2012.
The Science Update Podcast is produced by AAAS, advancing science, serving society.
We are putting a projector instead of just a lamp in the headlight.
Some of the best robots that are out there, they have a very restricted gait.
We've looked at the human finger and we've identified all of the mechanical and sensory features that make it useful. And then we've tried to produce equivalents of those in engineered materials and designs.
We've created this biped walker that models the way humans walk.
This week, engineers design more lifelike robots and headlights that can see past raindrops. Also, could a pair of goggles improve your memory? But first, Suzanne Bard says a new material made from carbon tubes is breaking world records.
Thanks to the London Summer Olympics, world records are in people's minds these days. In the spirit of breaking records, German scientists recently created the world's lightest material. It's called aerographite, and it's made from extremely tiny, hollow carbon tubes. It's 75 times lighter than styrofoam and 4 times lighter than the previous record holder. Keele University material scientist Reiner Adelong says the material's also extremely resilient.
You can kick this material around without too much deformation.
And about as black as it can get.
This is due to the internal structure. Aerographite is absorbing all the light, no matter from which direction you go.
These properties could make it useful in electronics. For instance, it can conduct electricity with very little electrolyte, which is a major contributor to battery weight. Its pitch blackness could also help protect semiconductors and other materials from damaging light rays, especially in aircraft, which are subjected to intense radiation.
Thanks, Suzanne. Robots are getting more and more lifelike all the time. But creating robots that can walk naturally is a big challenge for engineers.
Some of the best robots that are out there, they have a very restricted gait. They kind of walk with their knees a little bit bent, so they don't have this natural behavior that a human does.
That's electrical engineer Teresa Klein, now of Orbital Sciences Corporation. While at the University of Arizona, she and her colleagues designed a more lifelike walker.
We've created this biped walker that models the way humans walk, basically by reproducing the physical dynamics of the limb.
This meant recreating the rhythmic patterns that sync up our brain activity to our muscles as we walk.
And that gives you a robot that doesn't fall over.
She says the technology will not only lead to more realistic robots, but could also help people with spinal cord injuries walk again. Another big hurdle for robot designers has been endowing them with a sense of touch. Justin Warner reports on new developments in that department.
Endowing robots with a sense of touch has been notoriously difficult. Just ask University of Southern California engineer Gerald Loeb, also CEO of the California company SynTouch.
Touch is kind of unique in that you don't get anything until you first make a movement. You can just sit there and images appear to your eyes and sounds appear to your ears, but you don't get anything from touch until you make an exploratory movement. And then what you get depends at least as much on the movement you made as on the object you're touching.
Now Loeb and newly minted PhD Jeremy Fischel, a founding partner in SynTouch, are developing the BioTac, a robotic fingertip with a distinctly human feel.
We've looked at the human finger and we've identified all of the mechanical and sensory features that make it useful. And then we've tried to produce equivalents of those in engineered materials and designs. And in terms of the mechanical properties of the finger, it's very much like your finger. It has an elastic skin, it's got a hard bone inside, and it's got squishy stuff in between, and even a fingernail and fingerprints. And all of those turn out to be important in how your finger senses things. And we've been able to combine those mechanical features with electronic sensors that are inside the core where they're protected from the environment.
Those sensors do the job of nerve endings found in our fingertips. Although they're not nearly as densely packed, they're much more sensitive. As a result, the BioTac can outperform humans at certain tasks, like identifying different materials. Loeb and Fischel plan to put the sensors to a variety of uses, like making better prosthetic limbs.
Both to provide a conscious sense of what the hand is touching, and to provide some automatic adjustment of grip, which is something that you do without thinking. And we think that prosthetic hands would be much easier to control if the control systems could make use of some of those reflexes.
They're also working to improve industrial robots, making them able to better handle curveballs, like objects with unpredictable properties or items that get stuck in unexpected places.
Thanks, Justin. Glowing white curtains or wallpaper could be possible thanks to a technique for growing microscopic light-emitting threads developed at Linköping University in Sweden. Described in the Journal of Material Science, the threads are made of zinc oxide crystals that grow on a thin plastic surface. The researchers also describe how the threads could be jostled loose from the surface to form a light-emitting powder that could be printed onto surfaces. In other light-related news, playing sports while wearing stroboscopic eyeglasses that interrupt your vision for fractions of a second can improve short-term memory. Duke University researchers found that the rapid blackouts train your brain to hold on to each image longer. Volunteers who had worn the glasses were better at remembering long lists of letters and other memory challenges. The work appears in the journal Attention, Perception, and Psychophysics. Driving at night during a downpour or snowstorm can be dangerous because of low visibility. But in this week's final story, Suzanne reports that a new invention could help make it safer.
If you drive at night through rain or snow, it's hard to see. That's partly because a car's headlights light up the raindrops and snowflakes instead of the open road. Srinivas Narasimhan and his colleagues at Carnegie Mellon University's Robotics Institute are developing a headlight that won't do that.
So what we are trying to do here is we are subdividing that beam of light that is going out into tiny little beams or pixels.
In other words, it works more like a movie projector than a light bulb. A high-speed camera constantly takes pictures of the rain or snow ahead, while a computer calculates where those droplets will be in a few milliseconds. That way, the headlight can keep adjusting itself.
And this projector is going to project only in the spots where the computer thinks there will be no snowflake.
Right now, each adjustment takes about 13 milliseconds, but Narasimhan's team wants to get it down to just 2 or 3.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, when is sex deadly? And why you're less like your siblings than you think. Until then, tune into the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. You can also check out Science Update's fan page on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. And if you have a science question, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use your question, we'll send you a Science Update mug. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.